You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
There's a BMO credit card that's quietly become a travel rewards powerhouse. RBC releases record high bonuses on their Ion cards. And Wealthsimple is beta testing a new Visa card that offers customizable benefits. You'll learn all about these topics and way more in Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for June 26th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So what I'm about to talk about may surprise a lot of the long-term Rewards Canada viewers, readers, listeners, you name it. There's a BMO card that has quietly emerged to be a pretty strong points card for specific purchases, and that is the BMO Blue Rewards World Elite MasterCard. So with this card, when you use it for travel purchases through Blue Rewards Travel, which is powered by Expedia, you can roughly get a 6.7% return on your spending on those travel purchases. And we'll dive into that right now because I think this is worth noting because there's very few cards in Canada that can give a 6.7% return. I'm gonna use the number 6.3 to 6.7%, and then you can actually bump that up even more by using Blue Rewards. There's very few cards that can give you a return on travel purchases like that. Most cards are actually maxing out at about 4%, except for some of our usual suspects, which are the ones where you can redeem for business class and first class flights, where you can get outsized value on your redemptions through programs like Aeroplan, Air France, KLM Flying Blue, those type of redemptions. But for the majority of Canadians, when you're redeeming for travel purchases, which is a lot of your any travel at any time, via TD rewards, BMO rewards, places like that, you are not getting upwards of 6% back on a travel purchase. And I'll admit that I kind of missed this at first. When it was first announced that the card will have the 10 times multipliers, we knew that's going to be a 6.7% return, but we didn't know which Blue Rewards partners that would count towards. So when they did release the cards, one of those partners was Blue Rewards Travel. And I kind of just, didn't put two and two together right away that, hey, hold on a second, that's a 6.7% return on travel, but I did put it together now, and that's why we are discussing that in this video and, of course, on the Rewards Canada website. So basically, the BMO Blue Rewards World Elite MasterCard earns one blue point per dollar spent on all purchases, but then it has multipliers, and one of those multipliers is the 10 times points at Blue Rewards partners. And of course, since travel is one of the partners, so if you go to the Blue Rewards website, the travel website that's powered by Expedia, book any travel except for cruises, because that's a different partner, you will earn 10 times the points, up to $1,000 per month. And I do have to note, the 10 times points is capped at $1,000 in monthly spending, and that's across all the partners that are 10 times points. So if there's other partners that you're using the card at, it's going to take away from the $1,000 towards travel, but no matter what, you're getting 6.7% back, roughly. That's an average. I'll talk more about the returns a little bit just after this. So right away, you don't have to be math whiz to realize that a 6.7% return on travel spending is big. And like I said, most cards in Canada do not match that. So this is something that is worthwhile to look into if you have, I'd say, low to mid-level travel spending, and you can funnel it through OTA like Expedia, well, in this case, Blue Rewards Travel. There's those of us who will only book flights through airlines because when things happen, when there's delays, cancellations, a lot of times dealing directly with the airline is better than dealing with a third party OTA, in this case, like Blue Rewards Travel, Expedia, and then they deal with the airline. So that's something to take into consideration. But a lot of times for your basic flights, you're flying, a simple Calgary, Toronto, things like that, where there's many flights per day, and you can be protected pretty easily even going through an OTA. A lot of flights like that can be booked through these third-party sites. But yeah, so basically it comes down to the traveler how they want to book their flights. If you're willing to book it through a third-party site, which a lot of people do, so you might as well do it through Blue Rewards and get this card so that you're getting that big return. But also, when you are booking through Blue Rewards Travel, you earn your base earn for being a Blue Rewards member. So say you didn't have the BMO Blue Rewards World Elite MasterCard, you would still earn points for booking travel through there by being a Blue Rewards member. So it's 16 blue points for every $15 spent if you're a no status member. You get 16 points for every $10 spent if you have gold status, or 16 points for every $5 spent if you have Onyx status. Now remember, the status only lasts until December 2027, so there's still a lot of time to rack up those, a lot of good points there if you have gold or Onyx status. Now, if you take what those points are worth and add it to the average 6.7% for, you know, your travel return for using a BMO Blue Rewards card, you're looking at roughly 7.4% to 8.8% back on travel bookings. So that's pretty significant. Not to mention, if you are booking flights through this, you will still earn your frequent flyer points on miles as long as you've booked an eligible fare. So you can earn Aeroplan points, WestJet points, VI Porter points. If you're flying on an eligible fare, you will earn those, and they should count towards status as well. So just a good way to stack a lot of things. So if you're, you know, somebody who does not need to book direct through an airline, then this is a really decent option. Same thing goes for hotels, car rentals, other bookings that you can make through Expedia, which is activities as well, vacation packages. You know, 6.7% back is pretty decent, especially on hotels, you know, like boutique hotels. If you're not chasing hotel status, like with Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, or you don't need, you know, or you're not that concerned about earning your hotel points, you know, you're just saying a one-off, you know, maybe you're booking a Best Western once, because you're going to some small town that doesn't have a Marriott or Hyatt, you can funnel it through here and earn 6.7% roughly. And I'll go back into those returns later by using this card. So it is a decent option for those hotel stays. I know some people will say, well, Expedia has inflated rates. Yes and no. As with any loyalty program, any credit card reward site, or just even if you're not using any of that, you shop around, you find the best deal. If there's a good deal to be had through Blue Rewards Travel, you book it. And then you can use this card, earn the 6.7%, plus you earn your Blue Rewards points to push you up to 8.8% if you're an Onyx member. So I'm just trying to throw the numbers out there just to kind of give you guys an idea of the value that can be had in this. So let's talk about those returns quickly. So I say on average 6.7% return. So where I'm getting that is from the 1,500 points equaling $10 towards e-gift cards or in-store partner redemption. So, you know, $10 divided by 1,500 gives you 0.67 cents per point. You multiply that by the 10 points per dollar you earn on the credit card, and that's a 6.7% return. Now, that's specific to those redemptions. If you redeem for travel, it's actually a little bit lower. The average travel redemption rate is 6.3%. Still really good, so but 0.4% less than that option, but still a really good redemption option when you use the points that you've earned for travel to redeem for travel. Again, like not many cards will match that 6.3%, and it can go higher. You know, you redeem for cruises via the Red Tag site that's partnered with Blue Rewards. I think you get around 7% return. I don't have that in front of me right now, but it's somewhere around there, so you get a better redemption. And sometimes merchandise redemptions, especially if they're on sale, you can get some decent returns there where it's even a higher return than 7%. So this is just something to take into consideration. You know, like I said, if you've been a fan of Rewards Canada or watched their stuff, listened to our stuff for a long time, you know I've been pretty hard on Bank of Montreal for many years now with their card offers, the way they keep devaluing things, you know, their shady marketing, things like that. But, you know, kudos to them with the Blue Rewards program, BMO, for, you know, for making this valuable travel option that can potentially work for a lot of Canadians, especially for those who may not travel that often but want to get a good return and then have points that they can use for everyday value. Because that's the whole thing about the Blue Rewards program, is about bringing everyday value now. So basically, you book yourself some travel, and then the points you earn, you redeem them for e-gift cards to help you financially in the future. And that's kind of the whole premise of the Blue Rewards program. Next up in credit cards, we have a new credit card from Wealthsimple. But before you jump in and think you're gonna go get this card right away, you have to slow down. It's only in beta testing. But that's how Wealthsimple does it. So some Wealthsimple clients have been offered to test out this card. It's the Wealthsimple Visa Infinite card. Now you might be saying, well, hold on, don't they already have a Wealthsimple Visa Infinite card? They did. The Wealthsimple Visa Infinite card is now the Wealthsimple Visa Infinite Plus card. So you remember from a few videos ago, Scotia Passport, Scotia Momentum became Infinite Plus cards. Well, so has the Wealthsimple Visa Infinite card. It's an Infinite Plus card now. And then they also have the Visa Infinite Privilege. So this is their base level Visa Infinite. So what we can tell you, like I said, it's just being offered to select clients right now. It'll probably come out sometime in the future to more Wealthsimple clients. A really decent option here, because right now the way the card looks, it's a good value proposition for those people who don't hold a lot of money with Wealthsimple to get the fee waived on the other Visa cards, or don't have that direct deposit of, what is it, like $4,000 per month to get the fee waived on the other cards. And you know, it's a decent sized fee, $20 a month on the other Wealthsimple cards, because this one, this new card, is zero annual fees. It's only a 1% cashback card. That's the difference versus 2%. Has a few of the standard Visa Infinite benefits like Gig Sky, things like that. But what they've done here with just having 1% flat cash back and no annual fee is they're not adding a whole slew of insurance coverage and benefits, but you do get to pick the ones you think you will need. So those benefits are no effects fees, out-of-province travel medical insurance, trip cancellation and trip interruption insurance, delayed or lost baggage insurance, flight delay insurance, mobile phone insurance, car rental collision loss damage, and discounted airport lounge passes. Now you get to pick three of these benefits and you get to change them once a year or once every 12 months. I think for most people, it's gonna be no effects fees for sure, and then you pick two more benefits that you can add in there. So if you rent cars quite a bit, you may add the car rental collision. If you're using this card for flights, you may wanna add the trip cancellation and the delayed and lost baggage. So it's up to you. You can pick what you think will work best for you. And that's kind of a neat option because we've have the customizable, you know, tangerine card where you can pick what you get rewarded on. You know, Neo's kind of doing that as well. Now you get to pick how you want your cash back rewarded. So Wealthsimple's gone more on the benefit side. So I'll be curious to see when other banks start coming out with customizable benefits like we see here from this Wealthsimple beta test. And you might also be asking, well, you know, there's other Visa Infinite cards out there that give you all those benefits. And they do. But the key thing is with most of those other Visa Infinite cards that give you those benefits, they have annual fees, whereas this one does not. So, I mean, you can get your fee waived, of course, like on the Scotia Passport Visa Infinite by holding money in a bank account, which is, you know, not a bad deal considering how much you have to have invested with Wealthsimple to get the fee waived. You know, so I think with this beta testing, they'll see what the response is like. They'll see what people say. Maybe they'll up it to four benefits. Well, who knows? But yeah, so basically just know that you can pick some benefits. You don't pay an annual fee. You're in 1% cash back. And I think the key benefit there is that no effects fees on this card. And speaking of Visa cards, we have new record high bonuses from RBC on their Ion lineup of Visa cards. So the Ion Plus and Ion cards, yeah, they're out with new bonuses. So I won't go too deep into these. I'll just talk about the bonuses, a little bit of value on them. So the Ion Plus card, this is the better of the two, but it also has an annual fee. Mind you, it's only $48 per year, so pretty minor. You can get up to 28,000 Avion points when you apply for this card by November 4th, 2026. You get 7,000 points upon approval. 14,000 more when you spend 1,500 in the first 6 months, 1,500 across 6 months, that's very little spending. And then what's new on this card, or like for this welcome bonus, first time we've seen it, is an anniversary bonus of 7,000 points. You do have to keep the card into the second year to get 7,000 more points. The RBC Ion Visa card, this is a no fee card, you can get up to 14,000 points. Same thing, apply by November 4th, 2026. You get 7,000 points upon approval and 7,000 more when you spend $500 in the first 3 months. So pretty minor, not a huge amount of spending on that card. Either one, this, you know, with RBC again, these are just some good injection of points because you can convert the Avion points earned on Ion cards directly to WestJet rewards points. So this is up to, you know, 28,000 WestJet points, 14,000 WestJet points. That's $140 to $280 of credits towards WestJet. Pretty decent deal on those. And of course, if you want to run the combo where you get more value out of the Avion program by having an Avion like Visa Infinite, Visa Platinum, Infinite Privilege, and then adding in the Ion, Ion Plus, now's the time to do it because it's one of the bigger bonuses. So you'll get 28,000 points, say with the Ion Plus card, which you can move from your Avion Premium, which is the Ion cards, to Avion Elite, which is the Avion Infinites, etc. Then you have 28,000 points you can convert to British Airways Avios, American Advantage Miles, Cathay Pacific Asia Miles. You get all those options. So it opens up a lot of redemption options. I mean, 28,000 on the Ion Plus card just after a year, that's more than enough for that famous 26,000 Avios between Toronto and Dublin. Lots of redemptions options. I'm just throwing one out there just so that you get an idea of what these points can be worth. You know, ideally you do want to have that combo with an Avion card if you're pushing the travel rewards. Ion Plus and Ion cards on their own, their best redemptions are actually for gift cards outside of that WestJet conversion. The WestJet conversion is the best option, but you know, gift cards are a decent redemption option as well if you're not going with the Avion combination. The last thing we're gonna look at credit cards is a benefit that a lot of people miss on the American Express Platinum cards, and that is the International Airline Program. So I've talked about this for years on Rewards Canada, and I'm always trying to educate people about it. They seem to forget about it or don't know that it's offered on the card because you don't even see it that much on Amex's site. You know, a lot of other things are highlighted more, like the travel credit, the dining credit, things like that. But the International Airline Program for some card members can turn out to be the most valuable benefit that they get on this card. So we've had a guide on Rewards Canada for quite a few years, and I've updated it this year because they actually updated the airlines that are included in it. So what is the International Airline Program? So this is a partnership between American Express and select airlines around the world where you get discounts on premium cabin fares. So that's premium economy, business, and first class fares. So if you're somebody who's in a position where you do buy those type of flights, you definitely want to check out one of the platinum cards so that you can get them discounted. But there's also one airline, and it's a Canadian airline, where you'll get discounts on economy class flights except for Ultra Basic. So Ultra Basic gives that away. It's WestJet. So you can get discounts on WestJet flights in economy class, like Econo and Higher, or whatever they call them now. I know there's different names. It seems like the names are always changing all the time. But so you can get discounts on those. So as of June 2026, the International Airline Program includes airlines like Air Canada, WestJet, Air France, British Airways, Cathay Pacific, Emirates, Qatar Airways, and more. The whole list is on the screen. You can see it. And so basically what you do is you log into Amex Travel, or you call Platinum, you know, the Platinum line Amex Travel, and you start searching for your flights. You log in, you make sure you pick your Platinum card, because if you have multiple Amex cards, you'll get the option of which card to pick. So you pick your Platinum card, and you'll see, you know, once you start searching your flights, you'll see if the discount is being applied, because it will state International Airline Program Platinum Card Member Benefit above the flight result. As you can see, I have an example of it on the screen. So this is such a good benefit. You can save, you know, a couple hundred dollars each time when you're booking, say, a business class flight, but it can even get into the thousands of dollars. And those WestJet economy class flights, you know, the discount may not seem huge, but if you're buying those flights regularly, or you're buying for a lot of people at once, that discount can add up. And you gotta remember, these discounts are over and above all the other benefits you're paying for with the $799 annual fee on the Platinum card. Here's an example of an economy class flight on WestJet. This is Calgary to Maui. On the screen, you can see the price from WestJet and then the International Airline Program price. And you'll see that by booking it through Amex Travel with the International Airline Program, there's a savings of $73.95 per ticket. So like I said, it's not huge, but it is something. And if you're buying multiple tickets, that just adds up. You know, if you're buying for a family of four, I mean, right there, that's $280 of savings. So just something to take into account if you are purchasing frequent WestJet economy class tickets and they're not Ultra Basic. The Platinum might save you some money if you can make use of the other benefits. I wouldn't go pay $799 for the card just to get the economy class discount on WestJet, but I'm just showing you that it's an additional benefit to the card above everything else. But where the card really gives you the savings is the business class and first class flight. So the guide on the website shows you like Virgin Atlantic and other airlines I have up there, but I wanna show you WestJet business class. So I looked at the new Calgary to Sao Paulo, Brazil route. Business class round trip, WestJet wanted $6,456.08. International Airline Program, $5,144.08. That's $1,312 in savings just from the program. So that right there, if you were just buying one ticket, pays for that $799 annual fee on the card. If you're buying for two of you, that's $2,600 in savings, and you're only paying that $799 annual fee, and you have all the extra benefits on top of that. So, you know, the International Airline Program is, I think, an extremely valuable benefit on the Platinum cards, because it's available on the Platinum card and the Business Platinum. The Centurion card also gets it. We don't really touch upon the Centurion card much because it's very exclusive, but for most of us, it is the Platinum or Business Platinum. Both cards get access to the International Airline Program, and it can provide some extra value for all the other benefits you have, or for, you know, if you are somebody who's regularly buying business class tickets on the airlines featured in the International Airline Program, it can more than pay for itself just with those savings. So we do have links in the description below to all the topics we cover if you want to take a deeper dive into the things we are covering here, because I try to, you know, I try to give you as much information as I can, but I also want to keep the video to a decent length. So if you really want to take a deep dive, check out the links in the description below. If you're planning on applying for one of the credit cards we do mention in our videos, it is greatly appreciated if you do so via our links in the description below or on the Rewards Canada website. By doing so, you are supporting Rewards Canada and our mission to keep bringing Canadians the best and utmost loyalty and credit card content all for free. So thank you to everybody who does apply through our links. Before we get into loyalty news for this week, we have another Rewards Canada 25th anniversary contest. This one's ending soon on June 30th. I'm recording this June 26th. There's not a lot of days left. This is one of our biggest contests to date, and it features 250,000 blue rewards points. So you can enter for your chance to win a 250,000 blue rewards points. What are those worth? Well, if we take the values from that we had from earlier in the video of 0.67 cents per point, you're looking at almost $1,667 in value of points right there. So that is huge. So if you have not entered yet, be sure to do so. You have until 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time on June 30th so that you get a chance to win that 250,000 points from blue rewards. And so that brings us to loyalty and travel news. It's been pretty quiet in the whole loyalty industry outside of the whole Blue Rewards transition. And speaking of Blue Rewards, that's who we're going to talk about here. They've expanded their partnership with Dollarama. So a lot of people were calling this a new partnership. No, they had partnership with Dollarama before, card linked offers with Air Miles, and that continues now with Blue Rewards. So they've extended the card link partnership with Dollarama. So when you use any Canadian issued MasterCard that is linked to your Blue Rewards account at Dollarama, you will earn. Now you have to spend a minimum of $20 and you'll earn 1 point per dollar. So if you spend 20 before tax, you'll get 20 points. Purchases under $20 do not earn any points. Now, what they've done in terms of expanding the partnership and what they had a press release for and all this stuff was that Dollarama is now part of that BMO World Elite and the BMO Blue Rewards MasterCard 10 times points earnings. So that $1,000 a month, you can earn 10 times points with Blue Rewards partners. Dollarama is part of that. For the Blue Rewards MasterCard, the no fee one, it's $500 per month. So that's part of that as well. And then the last part of the partnership is they are offering discounted redemption rates for Dollarama gift cards. So instead of 1,500 points for $10, you only have to redeem 1,425 points for $10. So you're getting a 5% discount. That bumps your rate of return up to 7% or 7 cents per point. So not bad. And speaking of Blue Rewards, I'm getting multiple emails per day from Canadians asking me a lot of questions about the program, like how do they convert their Air Miles to Blue Rewards? Where do I get a new Blue Rewards card? Things, all those type of things. So I'm directing a lot of them to a new guide we released on the website, and that is our guide to Blue Rewards. It's everything you need to know about the program formerly known as Air Miles. That will answer the majority of people's questions. So if you're finding this video and you have not heard much about the Air Miles to Blue Rewards transition, I encourage you to go click the link in the description below to our guide to Blue Rewards. It will explain everything that you need to know. And that brings us to the Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. The Bonus Blast is where we take a look at some of the more significant bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website over the past week. And this week, why don't we start it with Blue Rewards, since a lot of this video is about that program. So they've brought back Shop the Block. So yeah, Shop the Block is the famous promotion that Air Miles has run for many, many years. It continues in Blue Rewards. This is the first ever Blue Rewards Shop the Block, where members can earn up to 8,800 points. So this runs until July 8th, and like other Shop the Block promotions, when you use two or more partners, you're gonna earn bonus points. So basically, if you earn from two brands, you're gonna earn 1,600 bonus points. If you earn from three brands, you earn 4,000 points. Four or more brands, you get 8,000 points. And if you use any Blue Rewards payment card for one of those Shop the Block earnings, you will earn 800 more points. So you can earn up to 8,800 bonus blue points with Shop the Block. So the list of qualifying partners is by earning 1 point through a unique in-store Blue Rewards partner. Through Blue Rewards Shops. So each merchant in Blue Rewards Shops counts as a separate partner. So you could do it all through Blue Rewards Shops if you wanted. There's some exclusions like online travel partners. And then the next partners are the card linked offers. Now each card linked offer counts as a separate partner as well. So you could do it through all through card linked offers. Earning through their live event tickets counts as a partner. Blue Rewards receipts counts as one partner. You only earn that once. Doing a travel booking through Blue Rewards Travel counts as a partner. And a points redemption also counts as one partner. So there's a lot of options out there, and it's pretty easy to even just to get to two partners. So for example, this week with the receipt, if you buy two or more dollars of limes, you earn some points. So that's one partner right there. And then you can use a card link. Say you go to Mucho Burrito, and I don't know, if they had something for $1, you could use your card link MasterCard. Spend $1, you'd earn 1 point, and there'd be two partners, and you'd have your bonus for getting two partners. So pretty easy. And there's multiple card linked offers out there where it's only $1 to earn 1 point. So you can potentially, you know, just spend a few dollars, maybe $5 or $6, maybe less. You can let me know in the comments below. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but maybe $5 or $6 and you can earn the full 8,000 points, which would be pretty decent. And then of course, if you have a Blue Rewards MasterCard, you get 800 more points. So a very high return potential with Shop the Block this year. The next bonus we'll look at is a hotel bonus. The World of Hyatt has come out with their summer global system-wide bonus points promotion. So they are offering 2,000 bonus World of Hyatt points for every two nights you complete in Canada or worldwide, starting with your second stay. Yeah, there's that dreaded term, starting with your second stay. So you have to have two stays before you start earning points. Now, these two nights don't have to be consecutive. So you can have a one night stay at a Hyatt 1 week. You're not gonna earn any bonus points. But then say the next week you stay at another Hyatt just for one night. There's your second night and that is your second stay. So then you get 2,000 points and so on and so forth. Because it's not consecutive, you know, you could do your first stay for one night and then you could do a second stay of three nights and then you would have 4,000 bonus points because that's four nights because it's for every two nights. And this promotion maxes out at 8,000 bonus points per member during the promotional period, which is for stays between July 1st and September 7th, 2026. You do have to register. And like I always tell everybody, anytime you come across any of these promotions, always register right away. Even if you don't have any Hyatt stays planned yet, make sure you register. It's there, it's done. You don't have to worry about it in the future. And then yeah, maybe you'll be surprised with some bonus points on your statement. And then we have a big points bonus from Air Canada Aeroplan for their flights worldwide, except for flights to India. You can earn four times bonus Aeroplan points when you fly an economy class within Canada or from Canada to the US, South America, Africa, Asia, except for India, you name it. Basically, it's a global system-wide bonus points promotion, except for India. You earn four times points. Now, it's for new bookings made by July 3rd, 2026. For travel between July 2nd and February 28th, 2027. No registration is required. You just have to make sure you book your flight and have your Aeroplan number on the reservation. It's valid on Air Canada, Air Canada Rouge, or Air Canada Express flights. And like I said, it's only economy class except for economy basic fares. So that's economy latitude, comfort, flex, or economy standard fares where you can earn the bonus. And like I say in a lot of my videos now, because we're talking about their bonuses a lot, there's a note about their multiplier. They say it's four times points, but with real math, it's actually five times points. Now, what do I mean by that? So say you spend $1,000 on your flight before the taxes and fees that don't earn points. So you have $1,000 of an eligible fare for earning points. They are taking four times that and adding it to your 1,000 points that you would normally earn as your base earning amount, if that makes sense. So basically a $1,000 fare will end up earning 5,000 Aeroplan points. Yeah, so it's technically five times that. I mean, everybody else does that way. I'm not sure why Air Canada Aeroplan markets their promotions this way now. It's a little confusing because even had one just last week, which was 0.5 times points. Now, you know, if you take something like 10 and multiply it by 0.5, you end up with 5. You technically lose points doing it that way, but that's not how they work. They are taking that multiplier and adding it to your base amount. So yeah, so basically, if you want to know the easy way to do this four times points promotion is it's actually a five times points promotion. Hope that makes sense for everybody. And the last bonus we'll look at this week is another flight bonus. So Air France KLM Flying Blue is offering two times miles on flights out of Canada. Now this is a targeted offer. So check your email to see if it's come in, or you can try calling customer service and see if they'll offer it to you, because the terms and conditions do say if it's offered by customer service. So if you haven't seen the email, give them a shout and see if they will put you onto this two times miles offer. Now there is no registration, so I'm not sure how customer service does it. They must put some sort of code on your account for if you didn't get it. But most people who are emailed the offer, obviously it must be in there. So yeah, so basically you book any Air France or KLM flight in any fare class. As long as it's a mileage earning fare class, you will earn the double miles. With these flights, simply book by July 23rd, 2026 for travel this fall between September 1st and November 30th, and you will earn those two times miles. Remember to always check out the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. There are so many offers out there that Canadians can be earning so much more on their travels, and yet they're not, but they can be by checking out the bonus offers section. So if you want to earn more miles and more points that you're redeeming for more rewards, try to remember, before you book any travel, go to Rewards Canada first and check the bonus offer section to see if you can earn two times miles, 1,000 more points, a free night here. There are so many different offers and we're adding tons of them every week. And a quick reminder that there are links to all the topics we covered in today's video in the description below. And if you liked today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody who you think can benefit from the topics we cover, and leave us a comment below whether you have a question on anything to do with loyalty and credit cards. It doesn't even have to be on the topics we covered today, or if you have a correction on something I got wrong, or if you just want to say hi. I do my best to respond to all comments to our videos. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and our socials at Rewards Canada on most channels on a daily basis, because there are things that we do not put into our video and there are some short-term things that do not even make it into our weekly newsletter. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to our newsletter so that you get the roundup of everything to do with loyalty and credit cards in Canada. That comes out every Friday. And then Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin, and that is where we summarize all of the bonus miles and points offers we've added to the site for that week. Those are your ticket for earning more miles and more points so that you can redeem for more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend and celebrate Canada Day well. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.